The U.S. Secretary of State says Washington is studying possible waivers of sanctions against countries or businesses that continue commerce with Iran even after November 4th. Mike Pompeo added that many countries have begun to disengage from Iran. The White House had earlier said it would not offer waivers to any country from curbs on commercial deals with Tehran. President Donald Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal in May and reimposed sanctions on Tehran. Some sanctions went into force in August, and the rest will take effect on November 4th. These include secondary penalties against businesses or foreign countries which continue commerce with the Islamic Republic. Political expert Barry Grossman says President Donald Trump has been left with little alternatives to press ahead with the scheduled sanctions on Iran.
Well, look, I mean, I predicted some time ago that President Trump would have little alternative in order to avoid a crisis, but to soften the blow of the sanctions that the U.S. has been threatening against Iran and any country that continues to trade with Iran. I wouldn't make too much of it myself. Clearly, the Trump administration claims to be staying the course and is moving ahead with their aim of forcing all nations to stop trading with Iran, and in particular, to stop all oil and gas purchases from Iran by the 4th of November. It seems to me, really, that the key to this crisis lies not in the United States, which isn't going to change in the short term, but rather in Europe.